Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Chef Jody Adams has been cooking in Boston for more than 30 years, from Greek to Italian, and be it in Boston or Cambridge. Adams came up in Boston's food scene when it was dominated by men, a time now getting a second look for toxic culture, and broke through making a name for herself and laying the groundwork for other women to come. Is it time to slow down? Apparently not. After pivoting during the height of the pandemic to focus on workers' rights, she is heading headlong back to the kitchen. La Padrona will open in Back Bay later this month, and Chef Jody Adams is here. Welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana. It's great to be here, to have a little break from the kitchen.
From the kitchen, to get out of the kitchen into Studio 2. So your next restaurant is opening on May 15th.
It is. We're on schedule.
Why are you doing this? Why are you opening another restaurant?
Well, Boston needs this restaurant. And I have a partnership. I'm in a partnership of two people, John Mendez and Eric Papachristos. And we're very ambitious, and they are in particular. Eric's a visionary, and he has this idea to continue to grow. And this restaurant is in the Raffles Hotel. We were invited to put in a submission for, for our idea for a restaurant, and was chosen out of many other options. And it's just really exciting to be a part of something so big and new and important for Boston, and to be back in a hotel.
So, I mean, there's a lot in there. So, just briefly. What's new? What is this restaurant that's different? You said Boston needs this restaurant.
It's a fresh look at fine dining. So although it's not, it's not stuffy, it's not going to be formal, it is a place where you're going to feel excited to get dressed up, to feel like you're having an experience where you're well taken care of from every angle. It's more than hospitality and food. It's about the entire experience. It's two floors. The first floor is a beautiful lounge bar where you walk in, and then there's this staircase that takes you up into a more moody, darker dining room where there are wonderful booths and lighting. And it's just it's a little bit theatrical in the way that it was envisioned.
So it feels like a little bit of a roll of the dice to go fine dining. I mean, you know, you yourself with Solanke in Harvard Square and Central Square and the Fenway, you know, more a Greek salads and things felt like it matched the moment in COVID. And there have been, you know, critics and article writers who have sort of said, fine dining is done. It's not what people want anymore. And you are leaning headlong in the other direction here.
To a certain extent. However, the definition of fine dining has changed.
So tell me about that.
People still want to go someplace where they feel special and there's a special experience, where the food is produced with incredible detail and attention, where wine pairings are carefully matched, where there's a cocktail menu that somebody took great care in developing. That's all of what we have. The chairs are really comfortable. The plates are beautiful. The only thing that's really missing is a white tablecloth. And yes, to your point, people wanted to get away from white tablecloths, but they still want to feel like they're having a special experience. Now, when you look in a dining room now across the city, what you will see is not just people my age, your age, you know, dressed up to go out to dinner. There's a huge variety of ages and experiences that people having, you know, big groups of young women who are going out together and sharing plates and having a great time. Of course, intimate date nights and things like that, but and business dinners. It's a whole mixture. I think that Boston has really evolved, and people are using restaurants in a way that they didn't always. And there isn't as much of a fine line.
You know, one of the things in getting ready to talk to you, you know, I've been thinking about people we've talked to on the show over the last few years who are starting a new chapter where you might think you've kind of done it all. Right? You know, I'll overstate it. Alexander wept because there were no worlds left to conquer, right? You know, you're Jody Adams. You've done the restaurants. You've done Celebrity Chef. You've done television. You're known for your cuisine. And I listened to you when you said why you're doing this next one, and you talked about your business partners. Are you doing this because there's any food you haven't chefed yet, or are you doing this to be a good partner to somebody else who's got ambitions?
Well, I'm doing this because I'm part of a partnership that has a vision to grow. And within that partnership are all of the chefs and all of the cooks. And so my role has become one of mentorship, teacher, guidance. It's a different role than I used to play, for sure. I mean, I'm not behind the line peeling garlic, you know, flipping asparagus in a pan. I can, but mm-hmm. that's not my role. We have Porto, Trade, Saloniki, and this new one, and so there are a lot of people to mentor and guide and to help create menus that make sense in each particular environment. So is there anything that I've never cooked or anything that I... Absolutely. There are a bazillion things. You know, we're doing new things here, and I've been cooking Italian food forever, but we're doing things at La Padrona that we've never done before.
For example?
We're doing this amazing Ligurian focaccia, which is... We're calling it a Ligurian cheese bread, but it's two layers of dough with... burrata in between that's cooked on a very high heat, and it's just addictive because it's crispy and gooey. And instead of just serving that cheese bread, we're serving it with a little asparagus salad.
You know, I really want that.
You want that. You're yes. going to also want the little brioche ice cream sandwiches that are toasted and sugared and crispy on the outside and buttery on the inside and filled with the colors of the Italian flag.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, but yep. I want more of the bread.
We have a lot of bread. The cacio e pepe focaccia that we're serving is amazing. Yeah. A different way of bringing that kind of food.
So let's pull those different ways together. You know, we talked about kind of a bold move to do some fine dining now in this moment. You've talked about mentorship. These are your words, mentorship, teacher, guidance. We know that workers' rights has been a big thing for you over the last few years. We know you came up in a time in the Boston restaurant scene that was male-dominated. We are taking a second look at that whole time now, with a different eye towards the culture in the kitchen. And fine dining has had a reputation for a toxic culture in the kitchen. What are you going to do in terms of the culture that you're setting in this kitchen as a mentor, as a woman chef? You know, you came up in a small group of women, Barbara Lynch being one of them, who has now new eyes on her, accusations of having had toxic culture in her kitchens. You've got an opportunity here to really do something different. How are you thinking about that?
Well, I would take a little bit of issue with the different, because this is the way I've always done it. I don't build toxic kitchens. I never have.
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply you. I meant to imply the larger industry.
When I entered in the early 80s, there was a reputation then that all restaurant kitchens, particularly those run by men, were toxic and scary, and they threw pans, and that's all I had ever heard. And I chose to follow Lydia Shire. That's who I first worked for, and then Gordon Hammersley, and
both Boston, famous Boston chefs.
Famous Boston chefs. Lydia is still has restaurant Scampo, and those were kitchens where people were treated with respect, and we had fun. And, you know, it wasn't that it was without issues at times. I always handled them on my own and faced down any problems that I had, and there were a few, but I was determined to build a different kind of kitchen with a different kind of culture starting at that time. And a lot of us did. And then I think what happened was television came in, and there was this glorification of bad behavior. And it sort of muted the work that we had all been doing to change the culture of kitchens for all those years. And many of us, it never changed. You know, it's still very respectful kitchens. So no screaming and yelling, no sexual harassment, you know, no bad behavior as the result of drinking drugs in the moment. Now what people do in their own time, you know, I don't have a lot of control over. But so I'm very glad that there is this attention to culture in the environments that we live in when we work in restaurants. And that was certainly there was a need for a correction, and particularly with the Me Too movement that helped bring all of this to light. However, I also want to say there are a lot of us who have, it's not a new attention to not creating toxic cultures. It's just continuing and continuing to expand and listen and, you know, help others ensure that they're building that kind of kitchen. And that's part of the mentoring that I do, you know.
So as you have this next restaurant opening, La Padrona, in Back Bay later this month, as you look back on a career of charting a course of restaurants and kitchens that operate in the way you believe, as you take this mentorship role forward into this new kitchen, in the arc of your career, is there a secret joy in your work that we don't know about that you could tell us about? What's your secret joy in your work?
It's those moments, for instance, on Saturday when I was taking food from the kitchen and bringing it out to the new service staff and introducing them to these beautiful plates, you know, roasted and grilled artichokes and fried olives, and watching their eyes, you know, light up and hearing the groans of enjoyment and being able to take that back into the kitchen. You know, when we do this, there's a lot of tension and pressure, and like Amaryllis, the chef, and I have been working on this menu for a long time. She's been working with her team, Philip and Kim, to ensure that they can train a staff. But until you actually turn on the stove and start chopping and putting dishes together, there's always a feeling of is this really going to work? And it was amazing to see it work. And as the second time that I took plates out, and then the third, each time the skip in my step got higher and higher, and it was just incredible delight and fun. And this is going to be an amazing restaurant. I can't wait to share it with all of you.
Chef Jody Adams, chef and restaurateur, new restaurant is La Padrona. It opens later this month in the Back Bay. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.